Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Imagine that. Walking across the Grand Canyon on a tight rope.
You've literally put Mitch Trubisky in a situation that he may not ever want to be in outside of as the Pittsburgh Steelers for more time to throw the football down the field. Keyshawn Johnson, that's him. Jay Williams, that's him. Freddie Coleman, that's me. And for Max Kellerman, thanks for being a part of Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance, not only on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, but also on ESPNU. So we got Cleveland.
I got that one.
You got that one? You found it? I'm glad you were able to follow along. Well done by you. We got Cleveland hosting Pittsburgh tonight. Cleveland a 4.5-point favorite against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Mr. Trubisky put it out there saying that he would love to throw the ball downfield, Key, but the coaches have to give him that trust to have a chance to do that. So I don't know anything that he's going to be able to do to save his job because they're clamoring for Kenny Pickett. But if you're Mr. Trubisky, you're going to put it out there. You better go out there and deliver since you tried to put receipts next to the coaching staff.
It's probably best to just say nothing and be a quarterback and give the generic quarterback, you know, answers to questions, which is my team. You know, we're 1-1. We got a long season. We got 15 games to go. We got a tough matchup on a Thursday night. You know, when I look at what we've been able to do, the coaches have done a tremendous job at trying to put us in the right situations. It's just not happening right now because the defense is taking things away from us. And eventually it's going to happen. We got to stay patient. Don't want to force anything. And then you give the fake chuckle. You know, I've always wanted to be able to, you know, push the ball down the field. But sometimes it just doesn't happen that way. And you give the fake chuckle again. That's what Mr. Trubisky role should be. Why are you laughing?
Because I'm laughing, but the whole fake chuckle.
Because that's the – Jay know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. You go, you talk a little bit, you give the fake smile, you say, hey, Dan, to the reporter because you know him by the first name.
Hey, Dan.
Play the quarterback Bill. Role. Yeah. Great question, Dan. I you know, that's a great question. I don't know why we're putting ourselves in third and long right now. We just got to do a better – I understand, Melissa. You got to do all that. That's
like, Key, when we had Damian, what do you know?
Freddie loves that.
It's so true.
It's true. That's why I'm laughing.
You just, for me, when I see Mitch talk, I get this sense that there's a pressing there.
Sure.
Right? Knowing that Kenny Pickett is behind him, knowing the fanfare from Kenny being in that area. Going to school in that area. So to me, I'm watching that and I'm interpreting that as this is him trying to find his role and his voice in trying to lead this team.
Absolutely.
You know, we always talk about it though. Some things look right, some things don't look right. Some things sound right, some things don't sound right. Just watching him being somewhat unsure about it, it don't sound right. It doesn't sound like there's the bravado. It sounds like it's a little bit of uneasiness, unsure about whether he's that guy, whether he even believes he's that guy, in my opinion.
Well, here's Mr. Trubisky. He's trying to make sure he has a job in the NFL after this season and not just as a backup quarterback like he was last year with the Buffalo Bills. And if he believes and he knows that the Steelers don't trust him, Jay and Key, then he also knows that plenty of other teams are not going to do the same thing. And his days of being a starting quarterback again are going to be severely numbered once this season is over in Pittsburgh.
See, I don't know that the team doesn't trust him. I don't know that. What I do know that is when you are putting an offense together or you're calling a play, almost every single play in a passing game has a vertical component to it. You know, there's three levels. There's the deep stuff, the middle stuff, and the underneath stuff. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Almost, whether it's horizontal, vertical, whatever you want to call it, it's always three components to it. And a lot of times, your first read may be taken away, which may be the vertical deal.
Right.
Now you got to go Charlie check down. And if you get caught up trying to force it, that's when you create turnovers. And so maybe he's doing what the defense is giving him, and outsiders don't really see it or understand it. And he's trying to explain that this is what's going on. This is why I say he probably should say less and just go in the closet and be quiet rather than try to find an answer to those people's questions, especially if you really don't have an answer.
But it always comes back to the quarterback, even though the O-line is having issues, right? Mm-hmm. Even though the running game isn't what it used to be, there's not the same physicality, and people are saying, well, Pittsburgh needs to get back to its ways. Well, if they can't get back to their ways, you know what I'm saying, Harold Douglas, who is joining us right now? Like, it automatically goes back to, well, this is why you need a quarterback in Mitch that can help you keep the boat afloat when you're going through an identity crisis, which it feels like the Steelers are going through, Harry.
Hello, Harry. How are you?
How y'all doing? I'm doing good, man. Now, I'll tell y'all about this, man. Watching that Pittsburgh game this weekend against the Patriots, it's just like they're missing something. It's something, a spark that they don't have. And I'll be honest with y'all, and Jay, you know this, I was big on, you know, Kenny Pickett being the guy to start the year. And a lot of people say maybe he's not ready, but when you play as long as you have played in college and you're a veteran in those sense, you're not the normal rookie. And then he also showed us, granted it was preseason, but that's the sample size that we had. And I'm pretty sure some of the guys in that locker room feel the same way about Kenny Pickett. He can be the spark that they need, because from Trubisky, I just don't see it. And I don't think it's going to happen the rest of the year either with Trubisky at the quarterback position.
See, the way I look at it, Harry, is – and I haven't watched both games from beginning to end in all 22s and things of that nature. But like I was saying and explaining, sometimes – they dial up plays that may not be there. Vertical stretch game may not be. And maybe it is Charlie Checkdown. Week one, he beats the Cincinnati Bengals. There's zero complaints. There's zero. Oh, yeah, we won. They lose to a team that basically they always lose to in the New England Patriots, and he happens to throw a ill-advised interception. And now, all of a sudden, Mitch Trubisky's not the answer. We're not pushing the ball down the field, da-da-da-da. I'm sitting there going, hold on, man. It's week two. Just slow down. You're 1-1. You're right in the thick of things. Let's see what happens tonight in Cleveland. Let's see what happens a couple weeks from now. If a couple weeks from now it looks the same, hey, I'm all for switching out to a young quarterback.
But, Key, I'll tell you, I understand Pittsburgh won week one, but did that defense not set the offense up to be successful?
Yes, it did.
You got to remember.
But that's their job.
Fitzpatrick,
that's their job.
Played a hell of a game.
Yeah, but then TJ Watt. But then Key, TJ Watt got hurt that game as well, which is a critical component of that D. So it changes how things work now.
No,
TJ Watt is a big piece of what they want to do.
It is, but what is Pittsburgh's philosophy historically, right? Run the football, play lights-out defense.
Play good defense.
And allow the quarterback to do just enough. Even though he's a Hall of Fame ex-quarterback and Ben Roethlisberger. Ben Roethlisberger did enough because of the defense and the running games that they had, enough where they could overcome any little bitty mistakes that was made. No one mistake Ben Roethlisberger for Brett Favre or anything like that, but he was a solid quarterback for many, many years that had won Super Bowls and everything, but it wasn't like Ben was going out there throwing for 500 yards a game. He did what he was supposed to, was very efficient at it, and all I'm saying is if Mitch Trubisky can do some of what Ben did and they can duplicate the defense and running the football, I think Mike Tomlin's style will certainly work.
Harry Douglas, ESPN.
But you got to look at the AFC. I don't think that's the component of the AFC or the National Football League anymore, right? When you look at the quarterbacks that you have in the AFC, and still with the turnovers that defense did get, Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals still had an opportunity to win that football game. So when you do need your quarterback at some point to be that guy, the questions are going to continue to lie. Is Mitchell Trubisky that guy? Or is Kenny Pickett, does Kenny Pickett give them the more of a chance as an offensive threat to push the football downfield, get more spark plays, more so than we've seen in the first 2 weeks.
Especially when Mr. Trubisky had wide-open wide receivers that he missed last week that could have been the difference in winning that game against the Patriots. Instead, it was a 17-14 loss to the New England Patriots. Harry Douglas, ESPN football analyst, also ESPN radio host. Hit him on Twitter at HDouglas83, joining us here at Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio and ESPNU. Switching gears to Buccaneers versus Packers, another one of those big games. Mike Evans not being there. Packers felt a little better last week because Aaron Rodgers got the ball to the old heads and kept the new heads out of his whole offensive system. What are your thoughts on this game that has a lot of subplots not involving both quarterbacks in this one?
Yeah, a lot of people are going to be talking about Tom Brady and the lack of weapons that he has. But I say two of the things that I think that they could lean on, the run game and defense. The Packers, the first two games of the year, they haven't been good defending the run. The Bears had success. The Vikings had success in game one. Lean on Leonard Fournette, try to run the football. But then that defense is a top five defense right now, number one in sacking the quarterback. So you lean on those two things. Now, is Tom, all those receivers are going to have to make plays throughout the game? Yes, they are. But if you can, try to lean more so on that defense in that run game. And for Green Bay's sake, this is a must win in my eyes for the Packers, because you have all the deficiencies on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers side. Aaron Rodgers normally is a great quarterback in taking care of the football. Well, against the last two times playing against the Buccaneers, he's turned the ball over three times. And that defense has got the best of Aaron Rodgers. Not to mention in the NFC Championship game, his head coach took the football out of his hands. But I understand A-Rod might be upset with these young receivers. One of the things I have seen on film is the rookie Christian Watson is still winning on routes. So I don't want the Packers to miss on a big play because Aaron Rodgers don't want to throw the football to him because he's been dropping it and just dumping underneath to a veteran guy when he's winning one-on-one down the field. Don't give up on him just yet. If they're open, still throw him the football because he is winning on his routes.
The opportunities will certainly be there on the vertical stretch game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. If you go back a week ago and you look at what Jameis Winston tried to connect several times with Chris Olave, obviously he was missing. I think those opportunities will still be there for the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers. The difference is Jameis wasn't nearly as accurate as Aaron Rodgers would be. Aaron Rodgers dropped in week one in the bread basket, as you would see, as you mentioned, Harry and Christian Watkins wind up dropping it. That's one drop. I mean, every now and then there people do drop football. So I look at it and I say to myself, without those tackles fully healthy on the offensive line for Aaron Rodgers and company, he's got to get the football out quick because that defensive line in that front is certainly coming to hunt to go get him.
Yeah, and Key, I want them to continue to use Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon. So back in 2020, when Jamal Williams, who's now with the Detroit Lions, was in Green Bay, they used those two guys very effectively in the pass game. You've seen the touchdown that Aaron Jones had when he was on a speed sweep coming in motion. Aaron Rodgers just flipped it to him. I got excited because that's actually something I seen on film back in 2020 when Jamal Williams was there. Feed him early and often. Find a way to get this man the football. He could line up outside, go up 6 yards, stop, run a hitch, run a slant, run a go route, line up in the slot, run shallow routes. Find different ways to get Aaron Jones involved in this running game because you don't want to get into a matchup against this Buccaneer defense who has the most sacks in the National Football League. Just let's five-step drop, seven-step dropping, and release the football. It's not going to work like that. Those boys up front, the front seven for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they're coming, and they're one of the best in the National Football League, if not the best.
Harry Douglas, ESPN football analyst, ESPN radio host, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Freddie Coleman filling in for Max Kellerman today. This is going to be a little bit offbeat, but, Harry, I just want to get your reaction to something that I wanted to say on the show. And Key and Freddie, I'm sorry for derailing it because I know we're talking about games tomorrow. But, you know, we talked about Ime Udoka today a little bit about some of the job issues that he's, you know, supposedly potentially going to have, getting suspended for potentially a year due to violating team rules. And I just kind of want to say, like, if you're more mad at Ime Udoka and the Boston Celtics situation right now than you are at the Brett Favre situation, you are part of the problem. You know, and Harry, another one for you. Like, yep. You know, when Jameis Winston, it got, you know, pushed out that he stole crab legs for $32.79, Key, right? Like, the amount of media coverage on it was incredible. It was everywhere. And here I see Brett Favre essentially embezzling money from one of the poorest states, yep, in the world, right, in the country, in our country at least, off welfare, and the coverage is so minimum. It's so minimum. And I, once again, sorry for derailing the conversation, but Harry, like, I really wanted to, it's something that's really been bothering me. And I know we'll talk about football, we'll talk about a lot of other subjects, but it just seems like the coverage for certain things, it's so heightened. Yet for something like this, for a guy who's in, you know, Hall of Fame, it's like, oh, we'll just, you know, sweep that underneath the rug. Just wanted to say that, Freddie and Key.
No. I agree with you, though, Jay. And welcome to 2022 in this country. That's the crazy part about it. And I don't think it's enough coverage because when you see things transpire, that, like you just mentioned, it's going to get talked about over and over again. You got text message, from Brett Favre saying, is anybody going to know about this or whatnot? You talk about the state of Mississippi. Those guys are struggling when it comes to water right now. You talk about water. And you have the money being embezzled and whatnot. So I agree with you, Jay. I do believe it should be more coverage on it.
We certainly pick and choose what we want to cover and how deep we want to cover things in the world, for sure. Harry Douglas, ESPN football analyst, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. And speaking of covering things, or covering up things for that matter, let me ask you a question, Harry. Who's your favorite quarterback in the National Football League?
Oh, man, it's crazy because I want to say Herbert or Josh Allen. But for me right now, it's Jalen Hurts. I love what Hurts has been able to do right now. I love his maturity. His maturity as a leader, and he already was a strong leader, but his maturity in the pocket. And he made a throw the other night on a corner route to one of his tight ends on the left side of the football field. And he put it in a place where only the tight end could catch the football. And it was thrown with anticipation, but the tight end dropped it. But then he also had another play that got called back where he rolled to the left and threw on the move and a scramble play and hit Quez Watkins, and that got negated because of a flag. I don't think anybody right now in the National Football League is running an RPO game like Jalen Hurts. He's confident. He's cool, calm, and collected. He doesn't look sped up. And the funny thing about it is, like, when I'm watching the film, there's plays that become negative plays for the Eagles, and Jalen Hurts just slides and get down. He protects himself. And 2nd and 12, 2nd and 14 does not bother this team. That's how much confidence they have right now in Jalen Hurts. That's how much confidence they have in Dallas Goedert, the run game, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. And I just love what the Eagles are presenting in Nick Sirianni. And also I love what Jonathan Gannon, a guy that I actually was at Louisville with. He was a GA when I was at Louisville, their defensive coordinator right now. He's doing a hell of a job and had a hell of a game plan of letting Darius Slay mirror Justin Jefferson. So I got to give Darius Slay his love. But the Minnesota Vikings the other night, y'all. The Eagles are in 11 personnel, 3 wide receivers, 1 back, 1 tight end. They go to empty. They put Devontae Smith to the short side of the field and put line the backup outside. You got Devontae Smith on multiple occasions going against outside linebackers who's supposed to be rushing on the defensive end, and safeties, Harrison Smith, trying to guard him. They got in that one formation and just picked on the Minnesota Vikings defensively, and the Vikings never adjusted. So I love what they're doing right now offensively, and the main reason is because Jalen Hurts. He's top 7 in passing. He's completing 70% of his passes, and he's top 10 in rushing. So Jalen Hurts is my guy right now.
You know, the reason I look at the big games coming up this weekend and the slate of games, one big game, obviously, is the Buffalo Bills playing against the Miami Dolphins. And the reason I ask you that question is because I've been completely ridiculed, smashed upside the head with a 2x4, run over by a Mack truck, because I won't agree with Jason Williams, my co-host here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, that Tua Tagovailoa is the top quarterback in the history of the National Football League. Am I wrong for that, Harry Douglas?
Don't bite that apple, Harry. Don't you do it.
It's nothing to bite.
No, I will say this, because y'all know I watch the show now. Y'all know I watch, especially when I'm not on. Key, you got to stop hating on Tua.
And I'm going to let you know right now. See, thank you, Harry. Hating. Thank you.
You got to give the man his flowers where his flowers are due.
I do give him his flowers, but Jason.
Tell this.
Key, listen.
Tell him.
Key, we've had conversations about the Dolphins and their receivers, and you wasn't high on them. You wasn't high on Tua. They're going out there. They're balling. They're making plays. Listen, I understand that the Baltimore Ravens messed up things in their secondary and blown coverage, but that's not Tua. That's not the receiver's fault. That's the Baltimore Ravens' problem.
Preach.
Right no, now, I like you're what right. I'm seeing from you're Mike McDaniel, and I like what I see from the Dolphins.
You are 100% right, Harry. My problem with Jay in his, all of a sudden, this with magical me. Love that he has for one
I
of the
made
top
a lot of money off the game, Harry. I told Key I like teams that win me money.
Here's
my
question.
He's trying to package it up, though, Harry. He's trying to package it up as 8 quarters of two of football and pass it to me, and I'm supposed to buy it. I'm not buying 8 quarters of football the way we seen the last quarter. I'm just not going to do it. You're not going to do it either. And well, you
it's a big test. I'm waiting for this weekend. That's what I'm waiting for. Because exactly. I was at Monday we'll Night Football out. Up in Buffalo,
yeah.
and I seen the Bills up in close and personal in person. I want to see what this Dolphins team is going to do this Sunday versus the Buffalo Bills.
We're also going to see in college football, I got two big games in the SEC. You got Texas A&M taking on Arkansas, Jerry's World. Also the big game in Knoxville, Tennessee, Harry, Florida versus Tennessee. Which game will have the most impact on the SEC race?
Ooh, I think both of them really though, Freddie. When I look at Texas A&M, Arkansas is a team right now with K.J. Jefferson at the quarterback position and Sanders at the running back position. They're playing a physical brand of football.
Yeah.
You talk about their offensive line, their defensive line. They're playing really well. On the flip side of that, Texas A&M, they aren't. They aren't being physical. And a lot of questions for me lie with the Texas A&M program because you have a guy in Jimbo Fisher who's making a ton of money to be their head coach. He's had a top 10 recruiting class in the last 3 years, the number one recruiting class in 2022. But he has not had a 10-win season yet. So that's kind of not sitting well with me. And then he's always losing games that you should not lose. They lost to App State, and App State just flat-out punished them.
No doubt.
On the offensive line, on the defensive line, and got after Texas A&M. Now, when it comes to the Florida and the Tennessee game, it's a big game for Tennessee because Josh Heupel got those guys playing a brand of football right now that a lot of people in Rocky Top 10 see. They're excited. You talk about tempo, averaging about 90 plays a game. I'm interested to see Florida defensively, how they're going to be able to defend Hendon Hooker, Cedric Tillman at the wide receiver position. They're two running back deep with Jabari Small and Jalen Wright. So this is a big game in those regards because Florida wants to stay afloat. Yeah, but the Florida I've seen the last 2 weeks, just
Harry,
it's not the team I'm expecting.
Hey, Harry, real quick before I let you go. You know, like Nick Saban said, though, if Louisville was paying the way Texas A&M was paying, y'all be in this conversation too.
Here we go.
Hey, Harry, real quick, how's it feel to stare at the back of my head as a Braves fan? You doing okay? Does it feel good to stare at the back of my head as a Braves fan?
I can't stand you, Key, for your little Louisville takes. And then, Jay, you lucky. The Mets finally lose yesterday.
And
the Mets
so
finally lose.
How's the back of our heads look? It look okay?
It look fine. It look fine.
I love y'all, but I can't stand y'all right now.
Thanks, brother. Talk to you soon, Harry. Enjoy the weekend.
All right, Steve. All right, fellas.
Harry Douglas, ESPN football analyst. By the way, hit him on Twitter, HDouglas83. He was here thanks to Eckrich Smoked Sausage. Find in the refrigerated meat aisle at your favorite grocery store to create one-of-a-kind sausage recipes. Eckrich, do you. We covered the NFL season tonight in terms of week three when it comes to Cleveland versus Pittsburgh. Which team better get this win or else? But Jay has this from NetSuite.
This year has been a roller coaster. And not the fun kind. Businesses know it's a dangerous time to not know your numbers. That's why NetSuite by Oracle. That's why you need NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite gives you visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, and budgeting to identify rising costs, automate business processes, and save money. Over 31,000 businesses have the confidence they need because of NetSuite. See if you qualify for NetSuite's one-of-a-kind flexible financing offer. Head to netsuite.com/KJM right now. That's netsuite.com/KJM.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Freddie coming in from Max Kellerman. Presented by Progressive Insurance. Don't forget about the show on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app. Also, ESPNU. And do yourself a favor. Click more in the lower right-hand corner, and then scroll down to live radio, and that's where you can find Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. So you got Cleveland, Pittsburgh. Cleveland, a 4.5-point favorite. And Steelers quarterback Mitchell Trubisky putting it out there, saying he wants more trust to push the ball down the field, and he's hoping the coach will hear that message. Let's bring the man who played for the Steelers organization as a linebacker. He is Ryan Shazier. Hit him on Twitter, Ryan Shazier, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. And Ryan, Mitch Trubisky wants more trust to throw the ball and push the ball downfield. What are your thoughts on his plea to the Steelers coaching staff to have that happen starting tonight?
Mitch isn't the only one that wants the ball down the field, man. That, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers, we're gratefully known for, you know, the weapons that we have on the outside. So even in the stadium this weekend, a lot of us were just pleading for them to be able to throw the ball downfield. So I just think if we just give them a little bit of time, we have the playmakers to be able to give them the ball downfield. So I definitely understand where Mitch is coming from.
Ryan, you played for Coach Tomlin, and you know Coach Tomlin pretty well. How you think it – I know he says one thing in the public, but behind closed doors, what do you think he thought of Mitch's comments and said, you know, in his mind?
Yeah, so just knowing Coach T, he definitely doesn't want guys talking in the media. One thing he likes us to do is just really focus on what we can control. And he would rather Mitch come talk to him personally about that type of situation. But, you know, sometimes as adults, I actually talked to Coach T about this before. He's like, dealing with grown men, you just never know what they're going to say or what they're going to do. So he's always prepared for this type of stuff, but he just prefers it be more in-house than actually, you know, speaking out on it. But I think this is something that's not, you know, too big of an issue. It's just, you know, Mitch is just asking him to be able to throw shots downfield a little bit more. So I think that's something that we'll be able to do.
Hey, Ryan, when you think about, obviously, the Steelers organization, like the word physicality always comes to mind for me, right? The run game is strong, obviously trying to get Najee Harris off in that O-line. But that seems to be the point of worry a lot around this team right now. Is like, do they have that type of physicality? You know, what is going on with the O-line? What has been your breakdown of those two things and Najee Harris?
Yeah, I know it's been really difficult because I actually went to the game this weekend, and obviously Najee's one of the best backs in the league, one of the best young backs and backs in general. So everybody wants to be able to get him the ball, be able to give him different situations to show what he can do. But I just think we have to, you know, come up with concepts or just change it up a little bit because everybody's kind of loading the box up, and with them loading the box up on us really makes it difficult for us to run the ball. So if we change it up a little bit, you know, throw some shots downfield, try to get behind the linebackers, it may be able to give us more opportunity for Najee to actually have runs. Like if you see it on this play right here, once he gets the ball, it's people in the backfield. So it just, I know it's really difficult to throw shots downfield when people are in the backfield, but I think if we just change it up a little bit, then you won't have as many people in the box and it'll be a little bit easier for us to have a little bit of offense.
I know you haven't heard this too many times in your career as a Pittsburgh Steeler, Ryan, but what will it take for the Pittsburgh Steelers to upset to the Cleveland Browns in a big upset in Cleveland. What will it take?
Oh, man, it's so crazy, man. Me just being a Steeler for my whole life and just to see 2 weeks in a row we're the underdog, you know, and even at home. So I think something that will really help us out is, first of all, we have to stop the run. Cleveland, their whole team, everything they do is based around the run. So we stop the run, cause Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt not to be able to run the ball and just put the ball into our defensive hands, allow them to make the plays like they've been doing all season long, play mistake-free football. And then if we just change it up on them, because both of us are running teams, so if we change it up on them, get some shots downfield, and just don't turn the ball over, I think we have a solid chance because our defense keeps us in every single game. But the one thing we have to do is make sure they have under 100 yards rushing.
What's the significance of T.J. Watt being injured to this defense?
So it's very significant with T.J. being hurt because the one thing about T.J., he has the factor of him being a great player, but he also has the fear factor as well. So he scares offensive coordinators and offenses to making them, you know, slide a line to his side and cause more than one blocker to come to his side. So then it allows more people opportunities to make plays like Cam Hayward, like Alex Highsmith. And you've seen that in the first game versus the Bengals. Alex Highsmith had 3 sacks and, you know, just the pressure that all the defense was able to put on him. But when, you know, somebody like TJ, you know, defensive player of the year comes out of a defense, it allows the offensive coordinators to, you know, not relax, but it allows them to actually be able to run the scheme that they want to run and don't have to worry about one player as much as they will have to. And I think when TJ is out of the game, it makes our defense be more solid because sometimes when you have players like TJ, Minka, Cam, it allows them to be a little bit more aggressive with what we can do. And the offenses can't be as aggressive as they want to.
Ryan Shazier, former Pittsburgh Steeler LB, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. Freddie Coleman filling in today for Max Kellerman. All right, we got about a minute left, but I do want to ask you if it doesn't go well tonight and Trubisky doesn't play well, you know, Coach Tomlin talks about we need offense. Any chance that we could see Kenny Pickett early in the season be that replacement?
Man, so living in Pittsburgh, going to the games, a lot of fans, they will say that they're ready for Kenny to go out there and add offense. But the thing is about offense and about football, it's a team sport. So obviously, you know, a lot of people are blaming Mitch, and I don't really feel like it's Mitch's fault as much right now. But if things aren't going the way they're going and we're constantly not scoring over, you know, 20 points a game, then there might be a change and, you know, just might be a new face at quarterback. So we just have to see how things go this week. But, you know, a lot of people in Pittsburgh are waiting for that. You know, he's the hometown kid. So, it's, you know, a lot of fans are just waiting for that moment. So I hope Mitch has a great game this week. I think he can. But I wouldn't be surprised at all.
10 seconds left, Ryan. Who needs to win this game more, Steelers or the Browns?
I'm a Steelers guy, so I'm always going to say the Steelers on that
I
one, so.
Know it. I know it. That's why I didn't ask about Ohio State,
oh, wait.
Wisconsin.
I-O.
Exactly. Yeah, they're going to stomp Wisconsin this week, and no doubt about that. Ryan, great stuff, my friend. Continued success. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for having me.
Ryan Shazier, right, linebacker, former Pittsburgh Steelers linebacker. Hit him on Twitter. Ryan Shazier joining us here. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max with Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams. Freddie come in for Max Kellerman, and we're going to get back into Tua Tagovailoa. We know where Jay and Keyshawn stand, but will they be in the same places after we talk about them taking on the Bills? But first, this from Omega. Is your small or medium-sized business still recovering from the pandemic? Omega Accounting Solutions can help. I want to share how Omega can help you get $26,000 cash back for each employee you kept working during the pandemic with the Employee Retention Credit. This is money you already paid to the government. So call Omega at 800-704-2000. That's 800-704-2000 to get started. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com and fill out the form for a free consultation.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio with Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman, and for Max Kellerman. And Jay Will, I noticed this morning that you had a chance to debut that sweatshirt School Days, which is one of my favorite Spike Lee movies. So I'll start with you.
Okay.
Is that your favorite Spike Lee movie? What is it?
No, it's up there, though, because Lawrence Fishburne is one of my favorite actors. So I for me, man, like, Do the Right Thing is always a classic legend.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of love Heist. So okay. Inside Man, you know, like that's
an underrated one.
That's one of my most underrated Spike Lee joints.
I didn't really like. Well, Heist was fine, I guess.
Yeah.
Inside Man, yeah. Black Klansman key. I mean,
Black Klansman.
Yeah, Black Klansman.
Klansman was good. Yep. My favorite is Do the Right Thing. That's still my favorite.
See, Get on the Bus was a good one for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we know why for obvious reasons for those.
No, I know that too, but
but it's an underrated movie by Spike Lee.
I mean, as a Hooper, he got game. It's one of the that's one of the best basketball movies of all time. Basketball movies better than that one.
Okay. You got me thinking about that one. I'll give you another one that's really good. Crooklyn.
Crooklyn's really good, mm-hmm. too.
I don't remember Crooklyn for whatever reason.
Oh, very good movie.
I'm sure I saw it. I just don't remember it off the top of my skull.
Malcolm X. Denzel's in a lot of them.
Yeah. You know who's also in a lot of his movies? Is The Best Man is another good one. That people don't remember that he directed that. The Best Man.
Best Man?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm excited to see.
But see, when you say, Best Man, but see, it's hard to remember because some he produced, some he directed. I mean, it's just, I guess you would say movies he was involved in, right? That's probably a better way of saying things.
Well, I am curious to see this whole thing he's putting together on Colin Kaepernick, though. I mean,
that's going to be interesting.
That's going to be legendary.
I don't know. Here's the thing that's going to be interesting about that, the reaction to it, because you know there's going to be plenty of reaction for those who don't want to go see the movie.
Because I did the interview with him, and he tried to ask me some real quick slick ones, Key. Max Kellerman slick ones. I'm like, hold on here. What's
happening?
What
you mean
happening?
You did? Oh, you didn't fall for
it? Yeah, participated.
You going to make it, or is it going to go on the floor?
I don't know.
No, that's got to make it. Why would that not make it?
Because he probably got 17,178 million people he interviewed.
You say 17,188 million.
Yeah. I just throw numbers out there, right?
Well, so many. You sure did.
So many people.
The hyperbole that you were able to do with those numbers. Another good one, Original Kings of Comedy. That was groundbreaking.
Yeah.
They directed that one.
But that's not a movie, though, right?
Yeah, it is. It's a concert film. It's a movie.
Oh, you know what? I was actually at the concert, though.
There you go.
Ah, there you go.
Mr. Big Baller, shot caller.
Well, I was in New York at the time. I was
an investor in that film, Keyshawn Johnson.
I paid my 20 bucks in the popcorn.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
I got friends that I talk to on DM that I don't text or call.
I don't even know what DM is.
That's my not
what the hell is a DM?
All right, wait, Ty, confirm something before we go into the hot news. Just real quick. Do you have conversations with any people strictly DM?
Yeah, I don't go the Adam Levine route.
Yeah, no,
boy. Here we go.
This is a morning show, Diana, and it's Disney, and the kids are with us this morning driving to school.
What was Adam thinking?
We don't need them Googling Adam Levine.
My daughter, what are you doing, Adam?
Well, my DM popping. My DM just called.
Very rarely does Adam Levine and Maroon 5 make a TV radio show, but that's what this is all about on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max with Keyshawn Johnson, J. Williams, Freddie coming in for Max Kellerman.
Jay checking his DM.
He really is.
Like, what is Adam doing, though? Is Sumner? You got, what is going on?
For those who don't know that situation,
no just, don't care.
Yeah, just Google it and believe me, it'll be appalling what you're going to see.
Hey,
just
man, he's
certain stuff that key, when you write it down, you should think to yourself.
Yeah, he had a few cocktails.
Is this
man,
a dumb thing to write to somebody that could be screenshot and used against me?
I'm a big believer that if it sounds dumb in your head, it'll sound equally dumber on a DM.
Hey, real quick, I want to know what food,
okay,
if you had to eat it, and that's the only food you had to eat for the whole day to get you full, what would it be?
What?
Macaroni and cheese.
So macaroni and cheese is going to take
with the
you
Mac
the whole
Jones?
Day.
You go with the Mac Jones for the whole day?
I go to Mac and Cheese Jones.
And that's it. And you can take that and you don't have to eat the rest of the day. You're good.
I'm good. I'm good with it.
So we're talking about one meal?
No,
just one thing. One thing. You know, macaroni and cheese, a salad, or french fries, or, you know.
Something that can keep
that's
me
gonna
the whole
take you,
day.
Yeah, the whole day. That's because I got that. I'm good. I'm full.
What's yours, Keith, before let Jay think about
french
that?
Fries.
French fries.
Yeah, I'm good. I'll give me some french fries because I could do a lot with that. I could jazz it up a lot of ways.
I thought you were trying to get the Tom Brady face, though. French fries don't help.
No,
with that.
I'm just saying I'm gonna eat and not eat again for a while. No, I don't necessarily want the Tom. I don't know if I
you
want
don't
the Tom
go
Brady.
That, you don't
want
to go that skinny.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm going back down, but I ain't gonna.
You don't want to look like that. We need to have a GoFundMe page for you. You don't want that. That's what you're telling us, right?
You can't think, Jay.
Probably a burger.
Probably good old American classic, burger.
Yeah. But I don't eat meat as much anymore. But I feel like that would be the one thing that would fill me up for the day.
Okay.
But I eat smaller meals throughout the course of the day. I eat like a lot
smaller
of small
portions.
Meals.
Yeah, I can see
Keith,
that.
What made you think of this? Small. Real quick. What made you think of this?
Well, because I was thinking about dinner.
Okay.
It's 6:45 in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. 9:47 on the East Coast.
All right, Biggie. I was thinking about dinner. And Jay know all the time, I always prepare my mind what I'm going to do later.
Right.
Because I got to, you know, you got to figure out the reservation. Am I going to go here? What? So I'm trying to think, and I was saying, what can I eat early and don't touch anything till later on? And I said, I'll probably grab me some fries or something later
fries
on.
Fries will do the trick.
Fred, I will tell you, in Key's defense, I mean, Key is a planner. Key already got his summer of 2023 planned out. He got vacation days.
Oh, 100%.
I'm like, come on, man, you're making me look bad. You can't have the summer asking for vacation days
already. Oh, 100%.
Already. I'm trying to get the Thanksgiving.
Justin, our you know, supervisor, Justin Craig, he has all my dates
it's so annoying, the way to the fall of 2023.
Jay, it was like I'm watching Abbott Elementary last night, and Tyler James Williams character had planned out the whole semester day by day, and Cheryl Lee Robb was like, are you crazy planning out a school year?
The thing is I plan out mine, unlike some other people that have people that take care of their calendar for them.
You're hands on is what you're saying.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people in this profession.
That's his wife
being
hands on.
They got drivers.
Jay,
they got a little bit of everything. No. They got people that actually ride with them that sit with their legs crossed and take notes along the way. And when they go to meetings, that individual goes to the meeting with them and lets them know. It's 2 o'clock. We have to leave to the next meeting.
We have to leave now. Keep the whisper. It's 2 o'clock.
Tapping you on the shoulder. Mr. Johnson.
I'm like,
look, this conversation was great, but I have to go to another meeting now. Yes, I will.
I got to bounce.
I'll have my EA follow up with yours.
Well trained there, Jason.
You call my friend, and my friend will call your friend.
We can be
and
friends.
Together we can be friends.
We can do this every weekend.
And take care of my calendar friends from that standpoint. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. We'll see if Tua could continue to eat or if he's going to get eaten by the Buffalo Bills, one of the many important games in Week 3 of the NFL. Get started tonight with Cleveland hosting Pittsburgh. You got the Patriots and the Ravens. You got the Giants and the Cowboys. But a lot of people looking at Tua and the Dolphins versus the Buffalo Bills. And Tua talked about the offense having this kind of success with those weapons with him at quarterback so far.
I think what Mike does with our offense is he complements everyone's talent. He complements everyone's ability within the offense. For instances, like if, I'm good with RPOs, he'll find some way to get the RPO implemented. If I'm good with something else, or if, someone's good running a certain route, we'll find ways to get him the ball within that route, a few different ways.
So I've heard this from multiple people around the NFL that really think Mike McDaniel is, one of those low-key, next head coach that has a chance to be a genius in this league to a degree. And we'll see if that keeps coming to fruition. But CK, I don't need them to beat the Bills. I don't. I think the Bills are the cream of the crop of the entire NFL. I think they are the best team with two players that are playing, Josh Allen, who's an MVP, and Diggs, who's probably the best receiver in the game right now through two games. So, and that defense is stacked. They're loaded. I just need it to look competitive. I need them to look like they belong on the field to a degree. Even if the Bills find a way to win the game, like it can't be one of these 24-6 or 24-7. Like it needs to be a game that seems slightly close, and I expect the Bills to pull away. To me, then that will pass somewhat of the litmus test about where the Dolphins are in the big scheme of things, because they're a team on their way. I don't think they've fully arrived yet, but they're on their way.
On their way to what?
Making the playoffs, fighting for that position.
Fighting
in a loaded AFC.
Okay.
Yeah, making the playoffs. Making the playoffs and making them maybe winning the game.
You want them to be respectful.
Yes.
And you want them to be able to put some points on the board and methodically move the football down the field. And, you just don't want them to get 41-7 type game. You don't want to see that.
Yes.
Like what happened to Tennessee when they got their manhood taken away from them on Monday night.
What happened to the Rams, too, on opening night, Fred?
Well, it was more so with Tennessee. The Rams were in that game a little bit, and then the Bills put it on them in the second half. They made the adjustments. They stopped turning over the football. They took the blood out of Tennessee early, late, often. They made Tennessee like a scared football team.
Second half, they still ran away with it.
I personally think that the Miami Dolphins certainly can come out of the game respectable. I don't anticipate that the Miami Dolphins are going to beat them, but they could. For me, I just want to see continuous growth in Jay's favorite quarterback in the National Football League.
Josh Allen.
I just want to see the growth.
Josh Allen, that's what I want to see.
I was
on the Bills last year, remember? I was the guy hyping up the Bills.
We're not talking about the Bills. We're talking about your new favorite quarterback.
Well, my new one.
In Tua. You've abandoned the Buffalo Bills.
No,
you said nothing about the Bills this year.
I don't like when
you do
this.
It's all about Tua.
But no, stop spewing lies to the people.
I'm not.
I have not abandoned Bills Mafia.
All they got to do is go back to the, as y'all call it, you young generation call it receipts. All they got to go back to the receipts on your
Robert
social media.
Sala. How old is Robert Sala? He's your age.
I'm talking about you. Your young generation in receipts on your social media page.
No, they're just
in everything to tell us
just
exactly
it's
what
digital
you've been
key. We by don't have paper receipts
the,
anymore. We're way over that.
By the way,
digital.
Robert Sala's 43 years of age. He's more Jay Will's age than Keyshawn's age.
Damn it.
Mm-hmm. Nice
See, that's all. That's all I'm saying, Jay. And I think the Dolphins will be okay. But hey, good luck.
Good luck. By the way.
All right, hot sauce, Freddy.
Always a pleasure,
great
guys.
Day.
We'll talk to you guys soon.
Key, get those cheekbones right.
Greener Mike Greenberg comes your way. Yeah, this has been Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max on the mighty ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPNU.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.